5 minutes? 8 minutes? Oh, we can do this and that. Shoot. What about my money? Turn to Malachi chapter 3. See, this is quick enough so you don't even get bored with it. Malachi 3. What about my money? People have a problem with their money. They don't want to give their money. They want all God's blessings. They want everything God's got. Lord, give me a new house. Lord, give me a new car. Lord, give me a nice body. Lord, give me a nice wife. Lord, give me a good husband. Lord, bless my children. Lord, give me a good education. But we have, for some reason, we have a tough time giving anything back to the Lord. All right? Now, there's all kind of discussion about tithing. Should we tithe? Should we not tithe? Was it not under the law? Is it commanded for Christians? What about storehouse? You can, you know, here's the truth. Here's the answer. You ready? Give your money. We need it. Give your money to God. Make your checks payable to King James Baptist Church. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. You say, well, now, preacher, that's the Old Testament, and that's God talking to the Jew. That's true. That is true. That is Old Testament, and that is God talking to the nation of Israel. However, there's a principle all the way through the Old Testament that deals with giving the tithe. Now, the first time the tithe is mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 14. There's a fellow in there named Abram, and he goes out and meets Melchizedek, the prince of Salem and the prince of peace, and after this battle, and Abraham tithes to Melchizedek. He gives him the tenth of all the spoils. Gave him 10% of all these increase, 10% of everything. And by the way, he gave it to him before taxes, before any other deductions, before Sears, before Monkey Ward. God got 10% off the top. It's 10% of your increase. And so Abraham tithes. You say, well, that's Old Testament. Yes, but there's a difference with Abraham. There's no law. Genesis 14 is before Exodus 20. The Mosaic law, which is going to command tithing for the nation of Israel, comes hundreds of years later. But the principle was instilled way back in Genesis 14. An offering to God of your income is 10%. And it's 10% off the top, and it was done under grace. You see, before the law, Exodus 20, was grace. Abraham tithes to God under grace. Now, then God commands a whole nation to tithe. And he said, and if you don't do it, you're robbing. So the principle is this. Whatever God gives you, you owe him 10% back. You say, well, I'm going to give this to God. No, you ain't giving nothing to God. God gave to you. You're just paying back. Now, if you've returned the tenth, and then you give above and beyond that, then you gave something to God. But you owe the tithe. And if you don't pay it, you're a thief. Amen? People say, well, preacher, I believe in tithing. I just don't think you ought to have to tithe to the local church. I believe I ought to be able to put my tithes wherever I want to. Okay. Go ahead, do it your way, but when you get sick and want somebody in the hospital, call whoever you sent your tithe to, okay? Don't call me. Well, I send my tithe to a radio pastor. Then you get that sucker to come visit your family. You get that turkey to come down and marry your little old boys and girls, and you get that little turkey to come down and bury you when you check out. Don't bother me. Somebody say amen. Now, you're supposed to tithe. And you're supposed to tithe to the local church. Let's take our Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians 16. And most of this stuff is just real simple stuff. People just think about it and read about it for a minute. It's not hard. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. So Paul had given an order to the churches. Right? Upon the first day of the week. Now that's Sunday. Saturday is the last day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. You think Monday is because that's the day you go to work. We don't count the weekend. But the truth is, Saturday is the last day of the week. That's the Sabbath or the seventh day. Sunday is the first day of the week. And we rest on the first day. So upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Paul said, now, thing for you to do, you're going to come to church on the first day of the week. He said, I command all the churches to let have everybody lay by them and bring and put in store on the first day of the week whatever God's prospered them with. I mean, if you made $500 this week, you owe God $50 Sunday morning. Amen? And if you skip this week and go to the mountains or the beach, you owe him $100 next week because you got paid vacation. It's amazing how many folks go on vacation and somehow they spend God's money and they never get it caught back up. You dirty thief. Amen. Now, he said, you get all that stuff together on the first day of the week so that there's no gatherings when I come. He said, I'm going to come down and take whatever you guys have collected and distribute it to the saints that need it. That's what they were doing with their offering. And make sure that you have it all together so when I come, you don't have to get it all together. I don't want any gathering when I get there. Now, how can you do that? If you don't get it all together in one place and have it collected beforehand, you have to gather it at a later date. Amen. So he commanded the churches to get their stuff together on the first day of the week and lay it by. Now, that's the way we operate. We take one offering a week. Sunday morning, you get a chance to give. We don't take an offering Sunday night, Wednesday night. If we have an evangelist, we don't take an offering. We got Brother Sonny Talbert coming in October. We got his money laid aside, got it in an envelope with his name on it. When he gets here, we give him the envelope in cash money, no check, and he'll have that to run on in case he comes down here broke. Amen. And you can invite as many visitors as you want, and we won't hit them up for one nickel the whole week. We ain't never going to ask them for a dime. Why? We're not going to have any gatherings. Okay? We lay by in store beforehand. We give you an opportunity on the first day of the week to give as God has prospered, and then we run this entire church out of what you give. We don't take special offerings. We don't take an offering when missionaries come, when evangelists come. If a church has a dinner, we don't take a special offering. Now, I think churches got it all mixed up, see? They think that the tithes and offerings is supposed to pay for the church building and the preacher's salary. And then anything else the church does, you have to give extra for. That's the reason churches are always hitting you up. Now, we've got this evangelist. Let's show him how much we love him and give him a good love offering. And they take an offering.